Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, the 11th of March 2019 is Waves. The United States Naval Reserve, Women's Reserve, better known as the Waves, for women accepted for volunteer emergency service, was the women's branch of the United States Naval Reserve during World War II. It was established on the 21st of July 1942 by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt on the 30th of July. This authorized the U.S. Navy to accept women into the Naval Reserve as commissioned officers and at the enlisted level, effective for the duration of the war plus 6 months. The purpose of the law was to release officers and men for sea duty and replace them with women in shore establishments. Mildred H. McAfee, on leave as president of Wellesley College, became the first director of the Waves. She was commissioned a lieutenant commander on the 3rd of August 1942, and later promoted to commander and then to captain. The notion of women serving in the Navy was not widely supported in the Congress or by the Navy, even though some of the lawmakers and naval personnel did support the need for uniformed women during World War II. Public Law 689, allowing women to serve in the Navy, was due in large measure to the efforts of the Navy's Women's Advisory Council, Margaret Chung, and Eleanor Roosevelt, the First Lady of the United States. To be eligible for officer candidate school, women had to be aged 20 to 49, and possess a college degree or have 2 years of college and 2 years of equivalent professional or business experience. Volunteers at the enlisted level had to be aged 20 to 35, and possess a high school or a business diploma, or have equivalent experience. The Waves were primarily white, but 72 African American women eventually served. The Navy's training of most Wave officer candidates took place at Smith College, Northampton, Massachusetts. Specialized training for officers was conducted on several college campuses and naval facilities. Most enlisted members received recruit training at Hunter College, in the Bronx, New York City. After recruit training, some women attended specialized training courses on college campuses and at naval facilities. The Waves served at 900 stations in the United States. The territory of Hawaii was the only overseas station where their staff was assigned. Many female officers entered fields previously held by men, such as medicine and engineering. Enlisted women served in jobs from clerical to parachute riggers. Many women experienced workplace hostility from their male counterparts. The Navy's lack of clear-cut policies, early on, was the source of many of the difficulties. The Wave's peak strength was 86,291 members. Upon demobilization of the officer and enlisted members, Secretary of the Navy James Forrestal, Fleet Admiral Ernest King, and Fleet Admiral Chester Nimitz all commended the Waves for their contributions to the war effort. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:36 UTC on Monday, the 11th of March 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Waves. This podcast is produced by Arbel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Russell. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.